So we're gathering here.
I'll just go from the beginning.
Okay, fine.
I'm with Roger Morley Jones, the former vicar of Kidwelly. Roger, we're here outside the War Memorial, and people gathering 11 o'clock.
Indeed.
This is obviously an annual service, you know, and we've got the big service coming up on Sunday.
Yes.
Still very important to the people of Kidwelly, very important to the church.
It is very much so, and in fact, as we gather here, the children from local schools are in the church with the Legion. So we are sort of making sure that we cover all elements of remembrance, and in that sense, we welcome people, and we know that this is indeed, as you say, an important part of our life within this community. There are names here which go back many, many years, and for the families, it's a poignant time to set aside to actually remember.
I guess there are people who are going to be asking questions. You know, there were conscientious objectors, obviously, they were pacifists. The Bible says the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. And we know that clergy have gone to war. What is the role, and what are the thoughts of the clergy, you know, historical and present, really, on conflict?
Well, I mean, we don't welcome conflict. Let's face it, conflict in any form, whether it be between individuals and nations, is just not to be condoned in any way. But clergy, of course, across the years within the forces, have served as chaplains, as padres. And indeed, I notice as I go about my daily life wearing the dog collar, in Carmarthen, elsewhere, people will still call me padre. Mm. So the significance and the meaning of having a padre is very important to those who serve their country. And of course, they served a very vital role. I've recently read a book where the padre went out amongst the wounded, went out to identify the dead and mark where they were before they could be buried. So, you know, that in itself was acts of great courage and dedication to their fellow beings. And in that sense, we have to recognise through the centuries that people have taken up arms against others, but we can't condone it, as I was saying, and what we need to do is to make sure that people do learn to live with each other and recognise that at times we are going to have differences, but there are other ways in which they can certainly be resolved without conflict.
Many thanks.
Okay, do you want to gather around? I'm just very conscious of the traffic and what have you. Well, can I initially thank you for joining myself here at the Cenotaph? You may wonder where the rest of the Legion and where certainly are the children. Well, they actually are in church in St. Mary's at this moment in time with the Legion. There are issues which I believe it related to insurance and children being out on the road, etc. So the Legion thought that it would be the best way to address that, because obviously it is so significant this day, and particularly this hour as we come to 11 o'clock. So I've been nominated, volunteered to come and spend this time with you. I'm very conscious of the place that this cenotaph does the plaques in church hold within the community, the names that are mentioned on there. In fact, my wife's family, there will be those of you here who will have loved ones who you will remember specially at this time and the sacrifice that they made. This cenotaph, this memorial, provides us, doesn't it, with a special insight into the emotions that naturally come to the surface as we struggle to pay homage to those who paid the ultimate price, who died to preserve our freedom. So today is the opportunity for each one of us to remember, remember the individuals, but particularly to remember the many. We remember, amongst other things, the images that are brought into our home. Even today, we see the conflict in Ukraine. War is still happening. Peoples, nations, individuals have not learnt from the past. We see ships being tossed into the air by explosions. We remember those who fell beside their colleagues, paying that ultimate price. There will be those who remember the knock on the door and sadly the telegram that's brought to say that perhaps a loved one has been lost or is missing. We remember our neighbours who suffered, husbands never to return, sons and daughters who were loved and lost. we remember with pain, but we remember so that their sacrifice may never be forgotten or taken lightly. And I want to share with you some words which we often read in our remembrance service in the church. Words from Matthew's Gospel. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness' sake, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way the persecuted, the prophets who were before you." And so let us pause, my friends, now, as we remember. We remember those, especially from this community, from other communities, and those who will, like us, be gathering at this time to remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, those who carry even to this day the wounds and memories of conflict and the effect that it has on them. Let us pause and have a moment of peace and quiet. Let us pray. We give thanks this day, O Lord of hosts, for all that makes our common life secure, for the peace and freedom that we enjoy, and for the opportunity that is ours of building a better order of society for the generations to come. We remember with pride and gratitude those who have fought and died to make this possible. We also remember with compassion those who still suffer as the result of war, the bereaved, the lonely, the disabled, and the mentally ill. And we pray that the memory of their sacrifice may inspire in us a resolve to seek your kingdom and to do your will for the world of our day. And we ask, Lord, that you would grace us with your presence, that you would help us in our pain, and that you would hear our prayers and have regard for our thoughts this day. Bless us and bless all those who gave the best of themselves for our country. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us say together the prayer which our Lord himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be with each one of you. Be with those whom we have remembered in our prayers at this time, and remain with us and them forevermore.
Canon Braithwaite, isn't it?
Yeah,
with Canon Braithwaite at St Mary's Church. Canon Whit, we've just been up at the War Memorial there with Reverend Ollie Jones and armed service personnel there, the Legion there. Very poignant service, a minute of silence and some prayers. You've done something different this year here at St Mary's, haven't you?
Well, yes, the schools wanted to come together and they weren't able to go up to the War Memorial because of the numbers, and there's a lot to do with insurance and it makes it very difficult. So they wanted to come here, but to have their little sort of an assembly really, but to have it at 11 o'clock on the 11th so that they could be part of that. And so they came and we did an assembly. We had some prayers, a reading, and I did give them a little talk about the importance of listening to the stories which we have either written or hear on the news and everything. The stories of just the ordinary men and women who fought in wars and died in wars and still suffer because of wars, pointing particularly as there to my left to the candle for freedom, peace and hope with the Ukrainian flag, because war, of course, is very much a reality for those people. And we have, I think it's about four or five families from Ukraine here staying in Kidwelly. So for them, it's very real.
We spoke to Roger and we mentioned obviously the fact that, you know, the clergy's part in this, in the war, was one of comforting and one of hope, and the cross ever present, you know, that stood when buildings had fallen down in Germany and in the UK and across the world, that symbol of the cross that stood despite all the destruction. As you say, war's still raging across you know, the world. Do the children feel apprehensive? Are they aware of the cost and the impact to man, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think they are aware. I'm not sure they're quite the depth of suffering and things. But when I mentioned the Ukrainian flag and the war today, you could say, they came alive then. I think there are one or two in schools with them here in Kidwelly, you see. So suddenly, it is real for the children as well. They get an understanding. They wouldn't understand, as I say, the full depth, particularly from the first two world wars.
And we know from history that men who came back, and it was predominantly men in the First World War, men who came back would not talk about it. Maybe we're getting better at talking about things now, and people who have served in conflicts, grandparents and parents who are alive today, might feel that it's more appropriate to talk to children about it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there are very few, of course, even left from the Second World War that were actually fighting in that war. I mean, I mentioned this morning Captain Tom Moore, who raised all that money, was it 30-odd million, for the NHS. And his autobiography talks of many of the stories of his experience in war. But people, I mean, they've got to be... Well, my father is 95, and he was not old enough to serve until the very end of the war. So, and we were losing another generation. That's why these stories are so important.
And the stories, I've written a little piece recently about Stella's father, Stanley, who was a cameraman, a photographer. And these stories are coming to life now. We're seeing more and more of those records, more and more of the footage of Germany and so on, and the photographs. Those were people who were behind the lens, effectively, that weren't in the picture, that weren't necessarily recognised, but It's an incredibly important record, isn't it?
Yes, and that's the only way we have this record today, of course, isn't it? You know, because of what they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. My brother-in-law was in the RAF as a photographer in the RAF. Now, obviously, not serving in direct war, but certainly working with the ideal of peace.
Yeah.
To keep that peace.
So, quite a nice service then, quite fitting. And Sunday now, you're going to be busy again.
Yes, I mean, the church will be fairly full, I'm sure, on Sunday when we have the remembrance, and then we walk up to the War Memorial to have the 2 minute silence up there. We begin at 9:45 here to give us time to have a service and then make our way over there.
Many thanks for speaking to us today. Thank you.
Yeah, we've got one or two.
We're with John and Ron down at the Co-op in Kidwelly. Guys, I can see that you're collecting, obviously, for Poppy Day. How's it going so far?
Well, excellent.
People generous?
Very generous.
Yeah? Yes. And we know that numbers are diminishing, and from recent years we were sort of finding out that it's coming harder and harder to man the stalls, finding members, you know, to do that. No problems in Kidwelly?
No problems at all. Excellent.
And you've been to the service today?
Yeah.
How was that?
That was very good. I think the children enjoyed it. The padre is very good at what he does. So.
Yeah. Nice to see the school children. And
oh, yes. Yeah. I was in Manila Garrig yesterday, school in Manila Garrig yesterday.
Yeah.
And we had a service there. And
still, obviously, you know, we see what's going on in Ukraine now. When you see that as former serving members of the Armed Forces, you know, what's it feel like to you? What's it like to witness that again?
Well, it's difficult to watch. I mean, as with any tragedy, I mean, it gets so saturated by the media that I think people become numb to it in the end. And we're humans, we're the same, I think. You know.
We're seeing on social media now, sort of, you know, people literally being blown to bits on the battlefield. So, I mean, I guess your message really is you'd like to see an end to war.
Even though you serve to protect,
you're there to do that rather than you'd hope not to do that.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Thanks for speaking to us today, and good luck with the collection.
Thank you.